Amen. Shall we put our hands together for the Lord as he comes?
Will you give that hand to Jesus Christ? Give that hand to the King of all kings. If you're clapping, clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to deeply appreciate God for this privilege to take the word again. Appreciate you, my father. Appreciate you, ma'am. And Bishop Abioye and all the anointed men and women of God all over the world who are part of this Shiloh. It's a privilege that will never be mismanaged. Thank you, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this hour. I ask that everyone that will hear your word will return with a testimony. Amen. Vow to give you every glory. In Jesus' most wonderful name. Give me a big hand. You may be seated. When I heard the first teachings, I said, what will I say again? First and second, but at least I will say something to add to what they have said. While Pastor David was sharing, from the scripture given to me, light just came. That's why when someone is sharing, you must open your heart. Strange light just came towards what I will share. He was saying something, but the Holy Ghost just opened my eyes to something very strange. I'll be sharing with us prompt response. A requirement for maximizing encounters with God. Prompt response. A requirement for maximizing encounters with God. The word prompt means to make something happen on time. While response means a reaction to something. And prompt response simply means, in this context, is timely adherence to God's instructions. We're taking the message from John chapter 5. We read 1 through to 4, and then we dissect it from there. And after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the pool market, sheep market, sorry, a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and troubled the waters. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the waters, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Whoever steps in, who is that person who will obey promptly? He will be out of whatever calamity or disease he had. Life becomes very sweet when you become very swift in response to God's instructions. Delayed response is disobedience. Adjusted response is disobedience. Partial response is disobedience. Prompt response is same thing as prompt obedience. So I've been interchanging the words. Fasting and praying without prompt obedience amounts to religious fatigue. Great moves of God are simply preceded by simple acts of obedience. God will always treasure those who take pleasure in swift obedience to his instructions. In Exodus 19 verse 5, he said, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. You become exceptional when you become intentional in quickly obeying divine instructions. Everything said to you, you want an encounter, you need to obey. Now, things we can distill from those four verses of scriptures we read from John 5. Those four verses, I'm going to bring out things from those verses of scriptures. Number one, no situation can change until God is gracefully obeyed. All the impotent folks remain impotent folks as long as they refuse to dip themselves in the water. So everything said to you will remain the same if you don't put them to practice. Number two, understand divine timing. There was a time for them to step into the pool. Now hear this life story. When Faith Tabernacle was to be built, and the building was going on 1999, and they were to dedicate it, we had a challenge with our own accommodation in Port Harcourt. The landlord said we should leave, that it doesn't want us to renew the rent. And the money in my hand and the church hand was not enough to get a new property. But I understood the covenant of prosperity, that when a seed is not enough to meet your need, if a money in your hand is not enough to meet your need, it is a seed. So immediately, I took greater part of the money and came down to Rajoba and dropped the seed without anybody praying for me, because I understood it's not who prays for you, it's your heart connecting to the covenant. The moment I went back, heavens opened. Now, just imagine if I did not respond at that time. By the time, even if I respond in October, November, when Faith Tabernacle has been dedicated, the timing is wrong. So you must know the timing to respond to everything God has said to you. Does somebody get what I'm saying? Number three, understand that crowns also change heads. Remember the phrase, another man stepped down before me. That was what he said. In a football match, when one person is messing up, another person will be warming up. The messing up of King Saul was the warming up of King David. The messing up of Adam was the warming up of Jesus. Prompt response is the only thing God will ever require of you. When you ask God for a miracle, He will give you an instruction. Your prompt response will determine your encounters with Him. In John chapter 2, they wanted wine. He said, "This is what I'm asking you to do." They responded. That's why I know someone will respond right in this Shiloh. We have a testimony in the name of Jesus. To be a man and a woman of diverse encounters, you must respond promptly to His instructions. Prompt response is the only proof that you truly trust God. God's only pleasure is to be trusted, and God's only pain is to be doubted. When you doubt God, you cause Him pain. God wants us to believe Him, and prompt response is the proof of our faith. Because God is not a man that He should lie. Numbers 23, verse 19. Neither the Son of Man that He should repent. Has He said it, shall He not make it good? God's character is hidden in Numbers 23, verse 19. Prompt response leads to distinction. Anything God says to you and you don't respond is an indication you don't trust God. Delayed response, which is obedience, can lead to destruction. That will not be your portion. Every time you see things not working, don't look too far. There are somewhere you have disobeyed. In Jeremiah chapter 7, 23, 24, it said, because they disobeyed, they went backward. So if you are experiencing retrogression, in most cases, it's not the devil. Somewhere you have disobeyed. It said, but 23, 24, it said, but they acted not inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Why? When you do things your own way, you go backward. When you do things the way He has said to you, you go forward. So check your life. If you are not making progress, there's somewhere you are disobeying God. Shout hallelujah. Things to know about prompt response. What are the things to know about prompt response? Number one, prompt response is doing anything God commands you to do, regardless of the cause or feelings. Prompt response is doing anything God commands you to do, regardless of the cause or feelings. In John 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's what Jesus said. Number two thing to know about prompt response. Prompt response is the only proof that you truly know God. 1 John 2:3, and hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. Number three, God will not accept anything as a substitute for your prompt response. You all know the story of Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, "Had the Lord had great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Number four, delayed response is the reason for failure, poverty, etc. And number five, your prompt response is the proof of your love for God. You can't say you love God and you don't respond swiftly. John chapter 14, 21, 23, 24. And he that had my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. 23 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. I will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father will send me. Let me say this to you, number six. God can bless you beyond your last prompt response. I repeat, God can't bless you beyond your last obedience. Wherever obedience stops, that's where your blessing stops. If you disobey, blessing will also stop. You know the story in Joshua chapter 7, when their coasting was taken in. If you read from 10 to 13, the Bible said, because they took in their coasting, everything that has to do with Israel stopped. The moment you do what is wrong, the blessing will also stop. So every time you see your life not going forward, stop casting out devil. We know we cast devil a lot. First check yourself. Is there anyone I'm disobeying? A man who is not paying tithe, there's no way he will think that he's coming to church and sweeping and clipping and everything will ever make his business to go forward. There's nothing that can make his business go forward. Things will get tight for him. So he should just go back and obey what God has told him to do. You're fighting your wife, there's no way you will have peace. Because when you fight your wife, there's a problem. Two of you must have peace. He said, no, I don't believe in what they are teaching. Then you will know that you have crisis at home. So how you obey God's word matters a lot. But we'll be looking at a man called Abraham in our case study. If you look at Abraham as a major case study for prompt response, in Isaiah chapter 51 verse 2, it says, look unto Abraham and Sarah that bear you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. It said, look unto him. Follow his pattern of response. At every point he obeyed. If ye be Abraham's children, then you should do the works of Abraham. You don't think Abraham's blessings are mine when you are not doing what Abraham did. If you think Abraham's blessings are mine from now to tomorrow and you don't obey scriptures, you will still not get the blessings. You can use a very fine phonetical voice, Abraham, blessings are mine, and it will not work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You just have to respond. God said to Abraham, Abraham had diverse encounters with God because he responded promptly to God's instruction. In Genesis chapter 12, God said to him at 75, you move. 75, it was enough for him to say, I'm old. He said to him, move. Abraham did not argue with God, he moved. 1 to 4, he departed. May your obedience today bring forth a testimony in your life. Now hear this, it will humble you. Every time when God called me to ministry, he said to me, go to Port Harcourt. But I have always loved Lagos. I never liked Port Harcourt because I went to primary school, Sunday school, university in Port Harcourt. So I said, God, not Port Harcourt. I love Lagos because the life in Lagos is very smart and fast. I knew God wanted me in Port Harcourt. And hear me, I was saying with my lips, Port Harcourt. But inside me, I said, let me start from Lagos. The moment I said that, everything shut down. Nothing was moving. I was praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing was working. I knew the prayer was not getting anywhere. Nobody knew, only me and God knew. Then one day, my wife said to me, he said, you told me that God sent you to Port Harcourt. I said, no. That day, the day as I said, now I'll go to Port Harcourt, the same day I said I'll go to Port Harcourt, heaven was opened. Everything I needed was supplied. When things are not working, check where you are disobeying. God said to Abraham, circumcise yourself in Genesis chapter 17. God instructed him with all male in your house. He responded promptly. In Genesis chapter 21, he was instructed to send Hagar and Ishmael away. He responded promptly. In Genesis chapter 22, if you read that scripture, Genesis 22, 2, 10 to 18, it said, bring me Isaac. He responded promptly. But hear this, in the Genesis 22, something happened. When Abraham responded promptly to the instruction of God, God did something. The moment he dropped Isaac on the altar, and God knew, responded, he said, turn, there's a ram behind you. So every time you respond, God shows you a deep revelation. He said, turn, this ram was not seen, but now this is the ram. It was there. So many things your eyes have not opened to, even in business, is because you have not responded to God's instruction. Every time you give an instruction, God shows you something that others can't see. And if you read that scripture, it said the ram was held in a thicket. The ram could not move. So the miracle you're looking for, every time you obey, God brings it to you without you looking for it. I pray that somebody's miracle will come your way. When you obey instruction promptly, God brings your miracle to you. You don't struggle for the miracle comes to you. He held the ram, God himself held the ram down for Abraham. That's how your miracle you're looking for will come to you in the name of Jesus. In Genesis chapter 24 verse 1, it says, and Abraham was old and was stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed him in all things. Why did he bless him in all things? Because he responded at every point. May your response bring forth your blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Why people don't respond promptly? I'll tell you the reasons. In spite of what they hear, people still don't respond. A, ignorance. So my people are destroyed for lack of. If you know the consequences of what you're doing, you will not try it. B, lack of faith. He said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that is the reward of them who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11 verse 6. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If you have faith and God tells you something, you will obey. You will do what? Now listen. We are to pay for a property. It takes faith. We are to pay for a property, and the money the poor called was big. It's not now. It's easy to exercise faith when you have the money. You know whether you have faith when it's not there and you live by faith. You know, it's cheap to talk when the money is cash is with you. But you know whether you have faith when the project is bigger than the cash in your hands. And I heard clearly, give $1 million equivalent to the higher ministry you believe to. You have not paid. It takes faith. And the natural as you come to me and say, my mentor, you know, I submit to you. Now we have a problem. You have to help me. That's not how it works. understand principles. The moment I dropped the equivalent of that money, as at that time, heaven was opened. But it takes faith to do that. In 2 weeks, the whole money was given. With that, we raised an offering. And we paid everything we wanted. I pray today, as you respond by faith, your story will change likewise. Because God is not a man that he should lie. The third reason why people don't respond is tradition. Mark 7:13 is a making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do ye. Number four reason D why people don't respond, they put their trust in men. All the teachings some people are hearing now, they will never respond because they feel that after now there is somebody to go and beg from. I have one uncle who is going to help me. There are people who are even on this ground now who are looking for who they can meet for assistance. They don't believe the word of God. They put their trust in men. Jeremiah 17 verse 5. It says, cursed be the man that trusted in men. When you begin to put your trust in a man to help you, you will never want to obey divine instructions. You feel there's somebody somewhere to help you. That is the reason why many don't respond promptly. What are the benefits of prompt response? Number one, it makes God to respond positively to you. It makes God to respond positively to you. 1 John 3 verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So when you respond to any instruction of God, he too will respond to you positively. The moment Abraham responded, he said, by myself have I sworn. God will say, swear not. He swore. May God swear concerning you. Every time you respond, God does things he has never done. He said he had no respect for man, but he had respect for Abel's offering. Once you respond, God will just do something he has never done. May your response to that instruction bring forth the testimony of a lifetime. Number two benefit, you enjoy promotion. You enjoy what? When Jesus responded in Philippians chapter 2, 8 to 9, he said, being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. And in verse 12, he said, work at your own salvation. I have worked my own out. You to work your own out. So each one has a responsibility to do what God has asked you to do. Number three benefit, prompt response will provoke miracles. Prompt response will provoke miracles. John chapter 2. The moment they responded to the instruction given to them to put water, heavens opened. It was turned to wine. And Mary said, whatever he says to you, do it. So every time you respond, a miracle will be born. A miracle will be born for you in the name of Jesus. Number four, it guarantees breakthroughs. Peter, in John Luke chapter 5, responded to the instruction of Jesus. If you read 4 to 7, the Bible declared that it was in the day. If you are from a river Rhine, they don't cast net in the day. Biologically, my friends are from river Rhine, because if you carry the net in the day, the fishes will see the shadow of the net. And Peter said, I've been a fisherman. If I couldn't catch in the night, now that the day, how do I do? But he responded to the instruction, nevertheless, I will do it at your word. And the breakthrough came. Someone will have breakthroughs that you have never gotten in your life. All you need to do is forget your ideologies, forget all it is you know, and obey the simple instruction from God. And number five, it provokes all round blessings. When you obey simple instructions, you provoke all-round blessings. Now, look at the word Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2. We all read it. But it said, if thou shalt diligently, 28, 1, hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And verse 2 says, and all these blessings, every blessing that God has programmed cannot come to pass until verse 1 is in place. All the blessings you are looking for will come if you have done. So until you promptly respond to what God has told you, don't expect all the blessings you are looking for to come. Expecting to take prophetic utterances without response is absolute futility. Let them speak over you. Let the greatest men of God speak over you. In disobedience, it will still not work. Your obedience make it faster. So whatever he tells you to do, do it. And then you get the answer. I pray that someone will leave this Shiloh with a new decision to back everything you hear with prompt actions and prompt response in the name of Jesus. Never delay what you have been told by God. He said, when your obedience is fulfilled, he will avenge every disobedience. Do your part. Respond. And don't bother to ask, oh, how will it be? Just do your part. Allow God to do the remaining part. And I pray that someone who from today change your lifestyle and agree with God's word, you will never have that setback again in your life. But hear this, people of God. When David was teaching, where I took the scripture from, I'll close with it. The John chapter 5, the key scripture used for this teaching. The man that Jesus met never knew Jesus. How do I know? He said, do you want to be made whole? That's the modern language. The man said, nobody's here to help me. Because if you knew it was Jesus, you wouldn't have said nobody was here to help me. Which means he never knew Jesus. He didn't know the person talking to him was the one to save him. But because he had an encounter with Jesus, having an encounter with him turned the man's story all together. Even without him knowing Jesus, just that he had an encounter, his story changed. You can't have an encounter with the Messiah and your life be messed up. He said, do you want to be made whole? He said, nobody is here to help me. Jesus looked at him and said, take your bed and go. Take your bed and go. From this day, everyone that has an encounter with Jesus Christ, no matter what you're going through, your story will change this hour. If that impotent man, after 38 years, by meeting Jesus, his story will change. You have come to meet the King of all kings. This year, 2020, Shiloh will be the best since you were born. As he said to him, take your bed and go. That's how you through from that trouble, you are out of it in the name of Jesus. But the only prayer you pray, Lord, from today, may I not delay in obeying your word. Shall we rise? Lord, from this day, may I never delay in obeying your word. I receive the grace to obey promptly and swiftly so that I can get blessed.